Hi, Patrick here. And among Southern California's many, many immigrant groups are a large number of people from Oaxaca. It really is a large number, much more than you might think. Something like 250,000 people. Oaxaca is a state in the south of Mexico, and most of the Oaxacans who settled in California did so 40, 50, 60 years ago. So today, there are lots of second and third generation Oaxacan Americans. They're curious about where their parents and their grandparents came from. They don't really see it or hear it in the narrative of Mexicans who migrate to the United States. Culturally and linguistically, a lot of them just don't feel part of that story. They're a minority of a minority, a non-Spanish-speaking minority. So this is what some Oaxacan Americans are doing. They're learning the language of the older generations, which is kind of doubly interesting because that language, Zapotec, is in danger of dying out. Here's reporter Ruxandra Guidi.
Let's go through and repeat. My house, Lija. Your house,
Lija. It's 6 o'clock on a Friday night, and we're in a small office space in Los Angeles. It's in the MacArthur Park neighborhood, where a lot of immigrants live. And inside, around a dozen people sit in a circle, reciting words in Disha Shon, also known as the Zapotec language. Listen in. Aaron Huey Sonnenschein is a linguistics professor at Cal State Los Angeles. He's leading the group and is focusing solely on the sound of Zapotec words, what's called the phonics method of learning.
We're also using methodology that Leanne Hinton at UC Berkeley has innovated with languages in California that don't have many speakers, but trying to get people to learn the language on their own. Because to create a full language program takes years, so we're creating one as we go along.
Aside from their Friday night meetups, the group is creating a digital archive on Facebook featuring Zapotec words. It also has photos illustrating their meaning and their translation into English. It's meant for young English-speaking Oaxacan Americans like Allison Morales. She's 15.
Porque toda mi familia habla zapoteco, como mi abuelita.
Morales says, my whole family speaks Zapotec. My grandma would always say hi to me in Zapotec, and I didn't know what it meant, so I decided to learn a few words here and there. Allison's mom, Celerina Montes, couldn't be happier or more proud.
También me siento orgullosa de ser mexicana, solo hablo español.
Montes says, I'm really proud to be Oaxacan. Of course, I'm also proud to be Mexican and to speak Spanish. But with those people with whom I have Zapotec in common, even if they're not from my village, I always say patir to them rather than good afternoon. In L.A., Montes is always running into people from her Oaxacan village called San Bartolomé Sogocho. So the class is also a place to see old friends and to get the latest gossip about the town in Mexico. But San Bartolomé Sogocho is also shrinking. There are only 400 people left there these days. On the other hand, Los Angeles is home to about 1,500 Sogochenses.
Most of us live here. We have a ghost town basically back home.
Odilia Romero is a director of FIOB, the LA-based bi-national organization of indigenous communities. It's hosting the class.
Very few people are there. So if anything, if the language was to be rescued, it would be here in LA. But if we don't do anything about it, by 2050, it'll be gone.
On a warm Sunday afternoon, Romero and more than 50 other Sogochenses are standing outside a home in South L.A., holding red gladiolus flowers. They're waiting for the brass band to start playing. Then, they march behind a framed 8x11 photo of an effigy of their patron saint, San Bartolomé. The photo is taken to an altar inside the home. It's similar to the type of ritual done back in the Mexican village with the original effigy. With flowers in his hand, Ted Lazaro says this little procession is one way of keeping his village's traditions alive. Speaking Zapotec is another. It's about being proud of your indigenous heritage, he says. Lazaro says, to say that you're indigenous is a dirty word for many people still. It implies that you have no education. But these days, our kids go to school and learn about many cultures, including their own. So now it's the kids that talk to their parents and grandparents here and tell them, look, your culture, it's important. Lázaro is a computer programmer by day. He spends nights and weekends practicing Zapotec with his children and making traditional masks. Those masks will be worn by dancers in L.A. on August 24th. That's when the people of San Bartolomé Sogocha will come out en masse and celebrate their patron saints with costumes, dances, and music, like they've been doing in this corner of L.A. for almost 45 years. For The World, I'm Ruxandra Guidi, Los Angeles.
Happy St. Bartholomew's Day! If you're in L.A., those celebrations sound kind of fun. August 24th. That's also, as it happens, and don't ask me why I know this, it's Dave Chappelle's birthday, and Stephen Fry's, and Marley Matlin's. Whoa! See you on Facebook at the World in Words page, or at theworld.org/language, or on Twitter, where I go by the name Patricox. That's P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. See you next time.